Welcome to a Chicken Three Guys Bitch Bash 2008. Are you strapped in and ready? Because we're ready for you.
I like it.
Wait, we're ready? Like,
we're on.
Oh, like, we're on. Oh.
Yeah. I was thinking sex. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That's because I said strapped on and ready to go.
So, Josh, like, you got a little strap like he took it there.
Strap on.
Sorry.
It's not her fault. It's your fault for taking it there already.
I get from being a second-class citizen.
Oh!
Did I say that already?
That's for later.
We got it.
So, we're going to ask Jake.
Oh, shit, me first?
No, so we'll ask you.
Okay. Hola, my name's Jerry. So, go ahead, shoot me questions.
Oh, wait, maybe we should probably tell these people what they're listening to. I'm sorry, y'all.
Right, you're actually listening to, four really good friends who happen to enjoy hanging out and spending some quality time with each other, kind of arguing most of the time, or
drinking.
Drinking, yeah, drinking's always good. So cheers to you. But yeah, we decided to do this for New Year's Eve, and hopefully this goes well and y'all like it. So let the games begin.
Hear, hear.
You sounded like a man.
I knew what I came.
That was the trick.
Okay, go ahead.
Brian, if you would start.
It's such a heavy question to start with.
I'm scared.
Alright, that right. Goes sometimes. I've always been curious.
Do you think people deserve to be taken advantage of if they allow themselves to be?
If they allow themselves to be, well, it depends, because, you know, there's the people that allow themselves to be, and there are the people that are, I don't want to say willing participants, but, like, let's say, well, no, let's not say that, because, you know, the listeners will probably be like, ew, I'm dirty whore. But I would, I would have to say that if the person doesn't speak out for themselves, then yes, they are allowing themselves to be traveled over. I think it's highly important for every individual, regardless of who you are, what you are, to speak out for what you feel and make sure that you're taking your taking care of yourself, because first and foremost, if you don't look out for yourself, then honey, no one's gonna look out for you.
Here, here.
I see it. Like,
yeah.
So that would be, yikes. That would
make
me a little scared.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I got stuff. Okay, Jerry, what one thing would you do, anything, to get or have?
Sticking to you.
Oh, wow.
It's
going to
hit me hard and deep. Wow.
Oh,
no.
Oh, goodness.
I'm long and
soft. What? Back on track.
What would you do anything like I will sell my ass or blow Martin Sheen.
And guys, we'll do it.
Get this.
Blank.
Oh, come on. The thing about that question is get it.
Girl, Martin Sheen's all right.
Right? Okay.
Oh, as long as he didn't talk because he's kind of like got this weird nasally thing. But
anyway.
Sorry. Okay, so I would say financial freedom. There's nothing more important aside from sticking up for yourself to be financially independent.
What would you do?
That was not the question.
You
what would you do?
One thing would you do anything to get? And his answer was financial freedom, and I accept it.
Okay, I get it.
Okay. So she said what it was, and you said what it was, so we're fine.
Oh my God, I'm sweating. Am I good sweat?
Okay. No, you're good. You're pretty.
Carrie's question to you is, your name stems from the Middle English root name of Gerald. What does that root meaning mean?
Yes, Gerald.
Yes, my name actually is just plain old Jerry, and it does stand from Gerald. But it means spirit ruler, which I
my whole point was
you
I
made
it and go and you did it.
Wait, that's all okay, I'm well so
that was his goal for the night.
Wait, here you go.
Hey, I'm here. I wanted to hear it. Ruler.
classified question.
Okay.
Woo! I'm glad I got through it.
My.
I'm glad I got through that.
I can turn it off.
How did you get the
question? All I have to say is my questions weren't as...
My camcorder.
What? We're on the planet.
Why do I have all my toys?
Wait, there's a spousal argument going on right now.
I have clarity.
That's not kind of question. But anyway.
Stop it.
We're on the planet. Can I
get
the
antenna?
No. Okay. You don't want to be on camera?
No.
Why not? You're such a pretty boy.
Thanks. The most thing is about...
Okay, now we're asking Brian questions. I will go first.
Sure. Okay. The first question to Brian is...
Brian, do you have any regrets? If so, what? I had a hard time thinking of one.
Be like Madonna. Absolutely.
No regrets.
Oh, wow. I don't know why I had to close my eyes and then...
Because of Madonna. You have to, like, see vision or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what a downer. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I have a regret. I had a kitten that died recently, and I feel it was my fault. Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, it wasn't your
fault. I don't think it was your fault.
He had a respiratory infection that could not be cured.
He was showing signs the night.
We're hoping it would move on,
but it didn't.
Exactly. Yes. Is it okay if I ask a follow-up question?
Okay. Brian,
why do you feel that way?
Why?
He can't
take care of himself. Aww. So it was my responsibility. So
that was Matsutake, the little black kitten.
Yeah, I remember him.
He
I never met
and
him,
sweet
but
and
I remember sick. How you guys felt. So that's sad.
That was
my question. Isn't as sad, but my question to Brian. This is Perry talking. What do you do when you need to feel peace
or sad?
I know.
Oh, wait. No, it's not
what
that.
What if you're zen or...
Breathing. Just breath.
Some powerful, things. But yeah.
Yeah.
So just yogic breath.
Yeah. Just taking...
Yeah, there's also the meditation.
Just taking a meditational breather, like...
Yeah. Do you have a follow-up
question? Really?
Yeah.
Masturbation? Oh!
I knew that's what it is. No, I knew that's what
it is. I was going to take it. I knew.
When I got my tattoo, I would not have made it through without breathing. I was doing fucking my mom.
I knew some people would take it in that place, but I knew that I would not. So I wanted to hear what his meditation
was. Very powerful. I was just asking. That's very, yeah.
So I get that.
That people take for granted for.
Okay, well, for those of you who are, you know, just... New to listening to us, because, you know, this is our first time. I can almost guarantee you that if I were to ask Brian this original question the way I originally wrote it, he would easily say his wife, but I figured I'd make it a little easier, a little harder. So I said, Brian, you are, I said asked originally, but announcing force.
Asked.
Sorry.
You're an ass. But anyway.
To go to Mars, but I changed it to you were forced to go to Mars, but you know that physically impossible to return back alive.
Okay.
You are allowed 100 pounds of things, items, to take with you. What would you take?
Who chopped my ass off?
Wait, you're not Brian. Not even the machine, you know, to take with just an ass.
I have 5 cents.
Wow.
Take her ass.
I'm just kidding. I'm so kidding.
No, you're not. You're not kidding. But, okay, so, yeah, what would you take?
100 pounds worth of
books. Various books.
Well, 100 pounds worth of books.
Yeah. Paperback, by who?
No, but that's assuming that
all question locked is
mine.
That's taking into account that I already get things I need for living on Mars.
Well, yeah,
probably just books.
Yeah. Follow-up question. Are they like
mostly manga?
Like
just manga?
See, that's what I was getting to. I was like, are they novels like Clive Barker, Steve Barker, Dean Koontz? Stephen King, Clive Barker, Dean Koontz. Sorry, faux pas there. Or are they manga?
I would get some manga, some
you got to blend.
Stephen King.
I think you have to get the ones you've never seen before.
Some porn in there.
Like written, like romance style, Anne Rice, you know, Sleeping Beauty's version.
Ew!
Have you read
Hornet?
No. Hornet? It's crazy.
I don't know, there's just something about Anne Rice, the way she writes that I just, oh my god, I'd rather watch a movie!
But the Sleeping Beauty's...
I'm sorry,
I know.
Well, that means move on. So that means we're on to Sarah's questions.
Oh, shit.
Which means that Perry is the first person to ask a question. Which, this is really a chill question. This is a chill question compared to what's been going on lately.
Lucky.
And we're all into, at this table, we're all into crafting. So my question to Sarah is, what is your go-to crafting method?
Oh, hell to the
If you had to pick one crafting thing, like, I'm going to craft today, this is what I'm going to do. Like, the one thing you have to do.
Lately, it's been painting, because I have been working on the same painting for Brian's present, which was supposed to be his Christmas present last year.
Last year?
Yeah, I remember when I bought that initial wood at Orchard Supply. You were with me.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
I'm almost done, but right now I'd be painting, and I have another painting I need to finish. I have a girl that I've painted, but no face. She has, like, a face, but no eyes, nose, and mouth. But I want to go back to sewing. Because there's so much I need to learn, but I'm scared.
I just thought out of the four of us, you were the one that crafting-wise, you have the most...
supplies?
I was just interested to hear what your one go-to...
Valid. Okay.
So painting, I could keep painting.
Like it.
I accept it.
Okay.
I like it.
Well, you know, I just want to say that I don't accept it because that was my fucking question!
Oh my god!
I got it first. Shut your hole. Shut your filthy pie hole. But, okay, so my question was, I was always inspired by the many interests that you pursue.
Shut up!
And I was, which one do you enjoy the most, and how do you pull all the...
odd representations
that you get out of your head, but...
I can answer that.
No. I don't want leftover questions.
Okay.
That's probably seconds, but, okay, so go to Brian, I'll come up with something else.
Okay.
I'm going to read nice and slow.
I never thought about follow-up questions if somebody else has the same question. I never thought about that.
Okay, this is...
I get it.
That you've probably heard in different...
Mm. You can go sleep
past in the past.
Get on your knees and pick up the chain. Oh wait, I'm sorry. That's dirty.
Ew. No, that's totally cool.
Okay. It's like we're back home.
Okay, this is gonna be a little louder so Perry can hear while he's taking a piss.
Woo!
Okay, so Sarah.
Yeah.
Accepting the existence of microbials, do you think that it's possible that we are only a relatively microscopic piece of a larger life form?
Like we are mites in the armpit of another species?
Not so specific, but yeah.
Wow.
I can only answer with one word. Possibly. And I know that's a bullshit answer,
that
but...
That probably is.
What's your answer?
Possibly!
Possibly!
Being in the dark.
Is it really?
That's good that you're open to it.
Because I don't want to say, like,
yes, that is absolutely the way, but, I mean, no one knows.
So how can you? But I think it's a possibility, yes.
For those that didn't hear it, which I can't imagine you did, Harry was talking about the crystal skulls, for example, like Indiana Jones, but we'll talk about that later. I'm assuming, just because Perry brought it up.
Oh, I can only say possibly because we don't know. Just as we don't know, there are other living things out in the universe. Perry's mumbling in the background.
God. Oh, wait, did I say that?
We don't know. There's more we don't know than we know, so I'm just going to leave it to possibly. I'm open to it, certainly.
Sure.
I would hate to think I was a parasite, though, because that's sad.
Oh, I don't
want to
be a parasite.
See? There's the guy on the toilet.
Right? Oh, Jerry, you had a question for me.
I got to figure out what,
No, there's nothing
there now. Just ask me the question.
Wait,
I'm still peeing.
I know, Perry, you're peeing.
That's a long pee.
Okay, shut up, peanut gallery. Jeez, let me ask. Okay, so anyways, I really enjoy the aesthetic that you come up with for your camouflages. They're camouflages. Listen to me. Your collages.
Oh, okay.
All right, this is what I get from too much Cape Cod.
For real.
Right? Did you say follow-up crappy question? Anyway, I was wondering, aside from, like, placing it and putting it down and laying it on to see what it looks like, do you see things and just automatically know, oh, I'm going to do this with it, or...
There's no skill, rhyme, reason, plan, or rationale involved. I am the most random thought process person I think alive. I want things to work a certain way. Sometimes I'll have a theme. Color things for me work best. Monochromatic works fantastically. I personally think I've lost my touch. The last 3 collages I've made, I think, are total garbage.
Oh, that's not true. I liked your last collage, even though
you
didn't like it.
Yeah,
that's the one who went to the pit house.
A pit house? What is my restroom?
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
It's dying on this thing.
Oh, for real.
For real.
Dead
battery.
So, yeah, long story short, I think I've lost my touch. It's totally random. I have no plan or thought process. And I'm sorry to disappoint.
No, I find all the stuff fascinating.
I mean, sometimes I just get a bug up my ass, and I have to put something on paper and glue it together and make it look pretty, but it usually has no rhyme or reason or theme.
Well, I think they're fascinating, I think you should put them on your blog, notblueatall.com.
Wait, because your blog is all about art. In many shapes and forms.
Right,
and so if you put your own blog on there, like put your own art on there, and then let other people comment, you never know what's going to happen. I like it. I like it. Push up! Put it on there.
Just say push up.
I'll give you my collage if you want to.
Okay,
I've only made one, only because of Sarah, and I have to say I'm quite proud of it, even though I have no idea what it means.
I was very pleased that you framed it, and it made me feel good as a instructor, because I instructed you guys how to actually do it, and then the fact that you went out and bought a frame right away, it made me feel good.
Because obviously, it's
something that you enjoyed.
I've never collaged before, but for whatever reason, I felt like I don't know what it means, but I, like, every time I look at it, I just have to stare at it, because there's, like,
so much
going on, and I still stare at it going, what the fuck was I thinking?
I'm going to have to agree with that.
Like, every time I look at it, I'm like, but, like, there's certain things that call out to me, like the bride running with her shoes in her hand. Like, what the hell is there's a small little picture of Rasputin that freaks the hell out of me every time I look
at it. It's a freaky picture.
It's so tiny, like, you have to find it, but my eye always finds it. It's like, why is he there? But it's so cool. And yeah. Like, what do all the numbers mean? Like, why do I have, like, a single die of one.
So long story short.
But we're Sarah, and we're supposed to move on, so.
New topic.
You changed yourself.
Let's
okay,
move on.
Yeah, I have to change that.
Questions to me.
Oh, that means I have first?
Yes. Perry is now being asked questions.
Perry, as my, companion of so many years, I do have a...
Almost 13. That's
one
of so many.
I know, but that's such an unlucky number, I'd prefer not to bring it up.
Wow, unless only if you like 2 or 3.
Really? Really? 2 or 3? Really? Oh my god, really? 2 or 3?
Like, how many people could say they've been together for 13 years, but we have. Almost.
Almost.
A couple months away.
In March. But, okay, so, I know this is going to sound a bit harsh, and this is going to sound a bit mean, but,
I'll be coming from you.
Oh.
Ew, what a fucking snatchy thing to say. So,
ask your question. Okay. And the view, or the listener, can be the judge.
Yeah. Well, you never.
Just Perry the snatch, or is Perry? Let's find out.
Oh, how to know?
Can't you both?
Ew, you can't both be snatch.
Just ask the question, Claire.
That would be lesbian. Ew!
Okay. Perry, from the many years of knowing you, I know that you're quite the complainer. Yet,
I will have to agree.
Yet you never try to...
There are others of the second life.
Can you wait before I finish my question, goddammit?
I'm sorry.
This is what my household's like. So anyway...
Okay,
ask
your question.
Yes.
Try to be silent.
Yeah, even though you are the complainer, yet you never try to fix anything other than what others make you do, such as this podcast.
Okay.
Where does this unwillingness to make any sort of change come from?
That is a good question.
Yay!
Locked out for an introductory question to the 4 people at this podcast table.
I know that you're the douche.
Oh,
why was that allowed? I'm fine.
You're my douche.
Yeah, wait, that's all.
I think some of it would stem to my upbringing. Not to go too far into depth about dysfunctional families or everything, because that's being fucked up to my family.
Yeah. Well, everyone's got a dysfunctional family.
But, I was, in my upbringing, I was supposed to grow up too fast. And so I think there's still a small part of me that, like, grew up to be the, you know, the person that took care of things when parents weren't around, that sometimes in my adult life, I don't always want to be the parent. Mm-hmm. I was a parent as a child, so why should I be a parent now? Sometimes now, it's like, why should I have to make the decisions? Why should I be the grown-up when I don't have to? It's like, I live my own life. Why do I have to live other people's?
You tell it.
Ew, why is it like the douche now? Oh my God,
and I want to move on from this question because I don't want to cry. So
and nobody's a douche at this table, that's the rule.
Nobody's a douche, but I don't want to cry, so I just want to move on.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Much larger, less personal question. Okay, so Perry, it has become apparent to me over the years that you seem to have an understanding in regards to the different ethos and philosophies that different people have. Yeah, you seem to have an understanding that people think in
different for that word.
People think in different ways.
Okay, yeah.
But here's my question. Do you think that mankind can contain its current high levels of communication, you know, with the internets and all, and our close proximity to each other, can we maintain that with and reconcile our differences? Or are we doomed to war?
What are you giving me that?
Leave me alone! Are we doomed to war amongst ourselves and until we are either wiped out or we destroy the planet? Or can we reconcile it? We all seem to be so careless and we're so different.
This is a very diverse question.
This is an awesome question.
It can be taken in so many directions, and I think that this question on its own could be one podcast in its entirety.
Yeah.
But because it's directed towards me at this present point in time, I would say that yes, that because of everything, that it can go in every direction. And I know that's kind of a cop-out question. But because of what this can encompass in the roundabout sort of way, there's not a true way I can answer this question at this time.
True.
Okay.
So it's a cop out, but at the same time,
wow. Douchey.
Okay. I'm gonna say it's Cancera over here.
Whoa.
I'm copping out because Cancera won't let me cop. You know.
You
thought
that on your own.
So, I'm going to do your question, and since Sarah just asked me your question.
Oh, shit, I told her I was going to ask you a question.
Yeah, and Sarah doesn't know her question at the time.
Okay, Perry. What career did you want to pursue as a kid or later, and why didn't you do it? If there was such a thing.
I will say when I was a child, there were two different career paths that, in my mind, I wanted to do. One was doctor, and I got over that fast.
Why?
The second was actor, and I think there were too many people surrounding me as far as family and friends go that just put in my brain that I couldn't do it.
Other people. I'll cut them.
No,
I'm not going to bring any names up because this is our first podcast that's fucked up to bring up, you know, family or friends or whatever.
The tough shade.
I said, yeah, why do I have to fuck up? I'm going to answer them, but I'm like, you know, we can delve further into other podcasts if people want to listen. But, you know, for now, I'm just going to say there were family and friends at the time that just put in my brain, like I will say doctor, I got over fast because, but I really wanted to be in the acting thing, and I even had a poem that I wrote in my junior year that was aimed towards my mom that said, my mom and my dad, I should say, that said, I will be an actor, and I fucking don't care what you say. But I think in the back of my mind, because of the way that, you know, because I had to grow up so fast, that I always had a little practical voice in my brain, that even though my family didn't say you can't do it, that there was a little part of me that said you can't do it. You shouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that even to this day, there's a little part of me that says that like, and I think, you know, in a roundabout sort of way that I kind of pushed it on Jerry at the same time because we met
so young. That we'll get into this later. We'll get in, you know, first podcast I was like, why did I have to get all the fucking emotional?
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Oh my God. I'm career oriented.
That's why we can always move on.
But even though like I always thought like I don't fucking care what anybody else says, there was still a because I grew up so fast, there was a small part of me that like said, I'm the parent coming up from behind. That, practical-wise, like, is it practical to become an actor and make money? So, and then I think because I met Jerry when I was 23 and he was 19, I kind of pushed it onto him, too, even though I didn't mean to.
Aww.
So, in that aspect, I'll just say that those were the two things that I wanted to be with growing up.
That question, thank you for asking it.
Sure, sorry.
You made him cry. I hope you feel better.
I hope you feel better.
You were the first one to make me almost cry, so.
You cry in commercials.
How come I'm the only fucking person that had the emotional...
Hey, no one asked me that stuff. I would have cried. I had to stop it off the fly.
But it's just funny that, we all had questions to ask the four of us.
And that's and like,
the only people...
I would have fucking loved to have Brian's question.
The only person that had emotional questions was me. You didn't like the question I asked you?
Oh, I'm kidding. I liked it.
So, where are we
at? I like to fry. We're
actually now... 34. Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, so we were like, that should have taken a half an hour.
No, we're all right.
Yeah.
So we just want to talk about stuff that happened in 2008.
Oh.
Period.
Period. I like it.
So we're going to start off with Jerry.
Rant.
So rave.
Truly, it is now Bitch Fest 08.
Whether good right? bitch or bad bitch.
Oh,
I just want to put it that way because it doesn't all have to be bad.
Oh.
Although we can still rant about good stuff. Let me tell you, I can always go off.
I got two cards. One says rant and one says love it. But
love it.
Okay, so let me just go for the rants first. And I know the first one is really stupid, but it's just something that
topics like don't say everything on your list. But
I think it just recently dawned into my head that I was like, really? Why? Perry loves to watch Dexter. Who is a cop who kills serial, or who kills bad guys, or some sort of...
He's a forensic investigator.
A forensic investigator with air quotes around
a circle. That's a real career! I'm sorry!
This happens to kill bad guys on the side.
I'm sorry, well, anyway.
It's a weird...
He's a modern-day superhero, anyway!
He's a vigilante.
Okay. He's a vigilante.
A vigilante.
The Batman of our day, if you wish.
The Batman of our day. Jimmy Smith, you need to stop acting!
Hurry up! No! That's his whole point! Stop it! No!
Did anyone even watch the commercial for Tannin? It was awful!
Hurry up!
Okay, we're going to go over
that shit!
This has nothing to do with the fact that I love to watch Dexter.
He's awful. He's fucking awful.
Let's bring it up. His whole point wasn't the fact that Dexter is a TV show about a guy that kills. But it's about in the third season, there's an actor on the show, Jimmy Smith,
Wait.
I just need to bring it back to perspective. Your whole build up to this segment was that I watch Dexter.
Yeah, wait. Let's subject here. Whatever I need to hate, come on.
I'm just saying that
it's not about
that I watch Dexter.
No,
it's that Jerry hates Jimmy Smith.
Yes.
Next topic, Brian,
Rant or rave? Bring up about the lack of attention span.
Lack of attention span.
Yeah. In the general
fact. Yeah, the world, and myself included. Like,
wait, what are we talking about?
Exactly!
Hello?
Do you guys remember the...
you're not twitching.
I'm sorry.
Why don't you just go to the bathroom?
Ecological disaster that Myanmar, like halfway through the
year. Yeah.
Where?
Myanmar. Myanmar.
Well, go to Burma, and then like how it's like a big story for a couple days.
A couple days and have to get over it because it didn't happen here.
Whatever happened
to
that?
You know,
the Myanmar government refused aid from other countries, made their people starve, and they're still in a state of distress and poverty.
Right.
And
we don't really know what's going on there.
No, we don't, because their government, what's a junta? They have a junta?
Oh my god, this is just to justify
my ass, but oh my god, really?
For real?
Oh shit, that means I gotta go to the bathroom.
I will agree that I have no idea what you're talking about. But I will agree with the whole attention span, because if it doesn't happen here, we don't know. And I will be the first to agree that I really don't follow the news, because every time I...
Do you think it's the same way the other way around?
Because I watch the news, and it's the same shit every day. So it's like I get pissed off, like I try to watch the news, and I can't. So I think this is...
You gotta watch BBC News.
But I think this is, you know, conducive of your point that, like, we just don't care what happens outside of this world.
But you're kind of conditioned to think that way.
But, you know, like, me and Jerry, I don't know if you guys watch it, but me and Jerry just watched a thing on IFC Network that Gideon Yeager hosted called the IFC Media Report that talked about how the news reports only what they want you to hear.
Yeah.
It's conducive to
other
corporations want you to hear.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a very good, it was like a 5-week segment, maybe 6 weeks. And I don't know if you guys watched it, but it was very, very awesome.
I've been lately, actually.
Like, it was a really cool report because they would start with, you know, one topic about how the news only reports what they want to hear, and then they would do like a little encyclopedia about what certain words mean, like taglines about how, like, you know, stay tuned because this just happened.
But do you think other countries hear about every little thing that goes on here? We're the ignorant bastards who don't get that information.
I think that there are other countries that could fucking care less. We're America. Fuck those people.
I think that's true.
You know why? Because we used to be the most powerful country in the world. Now all the people are like, ha 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 ha, look at America, those fucking losers.
That was the way now, so they enjoy watching. It's like we're the comedy of errors for them.
I agree that they don't think that we're the conglomerate that we used to be, but I don't, you know, I think it's our own fault because we put too much power in the people that are in power. I think it's about to bite everyone in the conglomerate butt.
It is conglomerate a lot.
Yeah.
But that's true.
Corporation is what you're getting. I personally think news should be controlled by the people.
Especially government.
Absolutely.
Which was the whole point of
I have a whole rant written about that, but I don't know if I'll use it. We'll see. But I think current TV is doing good things by using user content over corporate content. And they take feedback and other things. I don't think they're the answer to everything, but I do think it's a good stepping stone and starting point, if you will.
Here, here.
I concur.
And the attention span of our country...
Is this IFC
shit? It's a sad fucking state of affairs.
Sad. Like, boo.
Sad. Right.
Did the writers get anything they wanted
out of a strike? No.
Like, you know, what
happened? But if this IFC media report, like, if anyone has a way to watch it, whether it's on demand or online or, like, whatever. I think these five, like, these five episodes.
Gideon Yeager.
Gideon,
he wants to get on Gideon.
I want
to
get on
Gideon. But, you know, on point, like, these five episodes really, like, put into every, you know, people watching's minds that the news really isn't the news. They're only making you watch what the corporations want you to watch, like the oil businesses or, you know, the media businesses. Like, they put a spin on it that you want to watch, and, like, watching these five episodes really,
like showed you that everything you watch isn't true.
Mm.
Which is it's really sad that like when you watch the news you think it's, you know, the news what's happening now, but it's not true. It's they put a spin on it to make it good for them, and it's fucked right. up.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Amen.
Okay, gay men.
Gay men. Sure.
I want to add my topic to the discussion. So I have a whole list of things from 2008. I'm just going to add one thing. It is a pro, but it's tangible to con. Women for president. So how proud is I that my grandmother, born in 1920, was born in the year when women were emancipated and allowed to vote. Yet, no woman was ever taken seriously for president until this year, 2008, being Hillary Rodham Clinton. And I'm sure sick of everyone calling her Hillary Clinton. She's not merely an appendage of Bill. She's her own person, her own identity. She chose to hyphenate her name midway through his presidency because she realized what an important statement that would be as a feminist, as a woman, as a citizen of this country. And I think it's so great that she was recognized, but such bullshit that our country is so riddled with sexism and that people still think women are less than a person, and I'm not just speaking as a woman, I'm speaking as a person. Because it's such crap. No one's considered just a person. It's always like, oh, well, look at her pants, dude. Her eyeliner was smudged, and she doesn't know how to accessorize. And one day she showed, what, a half an inch of fucking cleavage? Everyone freaked out that she was some kind of hooker from Main Street. Let me tell you something. That is bullshit. Women are people. We are multifaceted personalities that take every aspect of culture just as much as any man, child, ever could. Sorry.
How much will you
I know I ruined it all.
Sorry, Felicity. You know what you've done.
But for real, like, the fact that McCain chose Sarah Palin is, like, the biggest joke. But the biggest fucking stab in my back I have ever felt.
I was
he chose some cut up ex beauty pageant tartlet.
College dropout.
Oh, well, we wouldn't be out there.
Now, you.
Advice, because it just to take, I feel, to take the media attention away from him and his oldness and his temperament and his craziness.
Do you think it was also something like a ploy to kind of get women to say,
oh, absolutely. I think the minute that the Democratic Party chose Obama as their candidate, I somehow think McCain knew. I think McCain was tipped off and chose Palin as the last kind of like, ooh, this will be, it's that razzle-dazzle from Chicago. It's
totally.
That fucking razzle-dazzle.
Totally.
Totally one of my fans. It's like Palin mania.
Palin mania is
like,
bullshit.
Why was Palin so in the media?
It's the babies and the teenagers.
The only reason why she was so big is because she was a woman.
May I raise my hand for the man who is not here? Our friend Tom, who, you know, unfortunately couldn't make it today, but the only reason that he said he likes watching her is because
she's
hot.
Because he wanted to
fuck her. Because she has on her.
Exactly. So not only is it...
Michael Moore wants to fuck Hillary Clinton. That doesn't make her any more or less hot.
Wait, who wants to?
Michael Moore. Michael. He was hot for Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
He says so in, like, all his movies.
Oh.
He loves her.
But
I love her.
Here.
Yeah, but I think it's fake just because she's from exotic area, like Alaska.
The whitest state
in the country.
And she always claims that she's from the outside, but she's technically not.
Not because she didn't show up in Alaska.
No. The cruise ships that actually go to Alaska are all Republican-based. So they had nothing but power-hungry Republicans that went out to Alaska, and she actually wined and dined them. So technically, she is not out of the Washington loop. She knew exactly what the fuck she was doing.
She's nothing but another fucking corporate-driven, political, corrupted bullshitter with the rest
of them.
I
totally agree with you.
Damn!
I will agree that he picked her because he thought he was going to get all the Hillary voters.
Yep.
And I feel so bad for the people that voted for them because of her.
And it's like, it's kind of sad because all of my rants or cons of the year all have to do with politics. But I agree, like the biggest thing with the whole second half of the year, or, you know,
whatever, yeah, the last,
you know,
quarter,
last quarter of
all her, yeah.
It's all her, and it's like, why?
That's stupid.
Because she's a woman from Alaska and she's a maverick?
I'm like, yeah, the word maverick is so tired and so plain, it's like a joke now.
I'm like...
It's like the word diva.
I still think diva has more power.
Back to women for president, though, can I just say, I did not vote for Obama. I did not vote.
Woo!
I voted for Cynthia motherfucking McKinney.
Woo! Green Party!
Because she's part of the Green Party. She is a smart woman. She has smelled the shit in Congress since the day 9/11 happened and has fought tooth and nail every step of the way to do something about it and is ignored every step of the way. Just as Kucinich is ignored every step of the way because he doesn't look a certain way or act a certain way, I think we need to give more thought, consideration, and seriousness to third parties and give them that power to have the same platform that the Republicans and Democrats are. Other countries do it. Other countries are way more organized and more successful than us, and we suck at the moment.
But you have to know it's all about the money. It always comes down to money. No, you can't, though. You
what happened to the American spirit of fighting and working your ass off to do what's right for what's right? That's where I come from. That's how I was raised. You work your ass off and you get what's right. You fight for the underdog because it's right.
Yeah, but not everybody thinks that way nowadays.
Because they're brainwashed.
Spoiled rich
by TMZ.
No, not TMZ. MTV.
Yeah, MTV and turn it into lame TV because they're douches. They're just playing music on MTV. They're supposed to be music television. What's music about them? Making the band?
Absolutely not.
Making pop chartlets that don't know how to sing and fucking dance.
Then about the rappers with the booties and the titties.
Yeah, booties and the titties.
Okay, Brian saying move on. Okay. Brian saying move on.
Okay.
Wow. I'm going to bring it back.
9 minutes.
I'm going to bring it back because we're really close to the new year.
Okay,
I'm
going
to bring it to a new topic. I'm going to bring it to a happy topic.
Woo!
Topic for me. So bring it to movies.
I like it.
I'm going to say this was the year for the comic movies.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Dark Knight, Iron Man, Hulk. Now, out of the four of us, I'm sure that only two of us have seen all three movies.
But why did that include me with you?
I concur.
This is the year of the awesome comic movie. Topped by... And that is very close, but I would say top by Dark Knight. Because overall, out of the three, I think that is the big, big movie.
So I don't know.
I will say Iron Man is a really close. You know, Iron Man is really close to topping that. But I think
Robert Downey Jr. is the shit.
Right?
And Hobbs.
Right?
Hello.
Hello. Dark Knight, like, all I have to say is, let me show you a magic trick.
Oh! Yeah!
That's all I have to say.
Okay. No argument here.
Let's discuss.
Comic movies we're discussing?
Or Dark Knight.
I didn't see it as the Hulk. I didn't see it. I love me some Edward Norton. Didn't see it. I love Liv Tyler. She's great in Strangers. But I didn't see it. The Hulk is my childhood love of watching the show. And at the end where he's on the highway. But I loved Iron Man. Loved Dark Knight, even though we spent, I don't know, 18 hours in line.
Like, walk 2 miles.
We're in the biggest theater in San Jose.
Not the biggest theater in San Jose, but the biggest theater in North America.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
I mean, North California.
Oh, Northern California. Anyway, California. You know, Texas has some big ass shit with some non-theaters, so whatever.
Texas.
Gotcha.
That's for Freddie. Anyway, interesting. But... what's with the beach ball? Somebody had a beach ball there hitting people. Anyway, that could have started for me. I was half asleep.
But that was
that movie.
Like, what
that
movie, started. Awesome, welcome movie.
My only complaint is the whole Christian Bale, his voice is... Like, he growled up his voice. Yeah, that was the only...
That movie was all about Heath Ledger.
Totally.
Let me show you...
And Gary Oldman.
I'm going to make this...
Gary Oldman.
Boom!
That was...
I love Mary Gary Oldman, like, you know, enough to do him in bed, but
for real.
I really don't think it was about Gary Oldman.
No, it wasn't.
And I love Christian Bale. That he is my number one.
That movie.
No, that movie was Heath Ledger's no, movie at the time.
It was Heath Ledger. And then if you had to pick a second,
Christian
it'd be about no.
Oh, it'd be about the fucked up toothpaste face. Like the fucking
Aaron Eckhart.
Two-Face.
Okay.
Well,
I like
Christian
Bale.
Yeah.
You can like Christian Bale. It's okay.
But, okay.
That's cool.
Wait, no answers on the follow-up. Oh. Do you think that if Heath Ledger hadn't died, that it would be as memorable?
Yes.
You
absolutely.
Yes.
He played the shit out of that role. He made Jack Nicholson. He was stupid.
But I agree.
And I love Heath Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson's character was very character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very comic.
But
and I think
it's a Tim Burton movie. That's how Oliver Burton does shit with
the Joker. The Joker is supposed to be homicidal maniac. He doesn't care what the fuck happens. Ha ha ha. I don't care what happens.
But this Joker and was like that.
Wait. One phrase. Which I've already brought up, but I'll say again. Let me show you a magic trick. Bam! Joker in his entirety.
Yes.
That's what says Joker.
I agree.
Let me show you
a magic trick.
Pencil in the eye.
Hello.
Totally agree.
I don't know because I still feel like my favorite. I don't.
Nicholson
know.
Was good, but
no,
I still
I'm not
think,
saying about Nicholson. I'm just saying like
the movie for the year. I.
Oh no, I disagree.
I don't know. I'm still kind of doubting that.
Okay,
and everybody, you all can boo me if you want. You know, the same guy has got, you know, ooh, props, but whatever.
There's a topic for the future, perhaps, because it's so heated.
I know that Jerry thinks of Iron Man because I think in his eyes.
Like Madonna.
In his eyes, Iron Man was a better movie. And there are parts that I, you know, because in my eyes, I
can you stop talking about eyes, but
don't we all want an assistant like Gwyneth Paltrow who will ask no questions but do all the
work? Yes.
Hell no. Yeah.
But she was awesome.
You
think, like,
he had a little
she had a class, a debonair about it that is often unfound in her at all.
I will have to say she played that role very well. And like most people will say, oh, it's the role she played, but you know, I'd have to say that in that role she was very awesome. And that
she
movie
was very awesome.
Next topic. We got follow minutes.
Jerry's the douche of night.
What the fuck? This is what I find interesting is that there are so many people who are like out of state that sent money to this fucking proposition that made it.
Okay, wait. Proposition 8. Was a proposition to ban gay marriage in California.
We only got 3 minutes, okay. But I want all of you to know that this is where you can find the dishonorable. This is all the people that supported Prop 8, and if you want to boycott them like
I do,
go to CaliforniansAgainstHate.com/dishonorable, and you'll be able to find that.
Say that again?
Bam. Slow. CaliforniansAgainstHate.com/dishonorable. And you will be able to find not only all the people who contributed money to it, but all their affiliations and everything. And not only that, send a thank you to the Campbell Soup Company and the Pepsi for you know, being strong enough to stand up and say, you know what, the LGBT community is you know, they're people too.
Hell
and,
yeah.
And they, you know.
They're not third world country citizens or second class citizens or any kind of, they're people too.
Exactly, like me.
Like, we'll have to put a little pause here because we're at countdown to the new year. And we'll move on with Prop 8 after the countdown to the new year.
Oh, that perfect skin, man.
So, we'll count down the new year and say Happy New Year, and then we'll move on to the Prop 8.
Really? got a lot of time in me.
No, we got 20 seconds.
Poor Dick Clark.
Aww.
Like we're first in the class. He's 14, rad.
13, 12. Like we're
hey, number. 10, 9, 10,
8, 8
7, 6,
5, 4, 3, 2,
1.
Yeah! It's to a better 2009 than a 2008.
Chef Hagen!
Chef Hagney!
Chef,
Oh, this fucking guy. He was not kissing, but he was totally fucking tight. I don't know. I got nothing. I'm sorry. I got nothing at the moment.
But,
well, you listeners, happy new year, and we hope that you, this new year for you is
can
a
I just, for
us. I just want to put a little,
and we're not even done, because we only touched on Prop 8. After buy a piece and then IP, we will totally come back.
And you know what? Me and Jerry, it's become the Me and Jerry show.
And you know what? He might even actually show you the Jonas Brothers performance on.
He takes it back. He doesn't mean it.
I'm sorry.
He doesn't mean it.
I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me.
He never mentioned the Jonas Brothers in a real serious way. He was totally joking. He just shit himself laughing. The Dohard silently in the corner.
Disney took over my body and raped me mentally.
For real. Well, now I have to turn it off because Perry's brain dead.
They're totally showing the Jonas Brothers
song.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Right?
Oh. Okay, drop it.
Speaking of a bitch who can't
tell.
Taylor Swift.
Milk. Was Milk released after Prop 8 passed for some political bullshit reason? Was somebody, like, coerced in the studio, like, bend, like, kowtow, whatever, to political demands?
It makes you wonder.
Because I have to say, after watching Milk, I wanted to fucking get in the street and scream and punch people because I wanted that shit to be banned. Like, non-gay marriage banned, Prop 8 banned. Who the fuck is anyone to take a right from anyone?
Amen. Amen. But here's what you have to also consider. From an artistic point of view, you have to wonder, did maybe Gus Van Sant think, you know, I support gay marriage and all because, you know, I'm a big fag, but...
Is he gay or is he not?
Yeah, totally. But wait. You, piss pot boy, shut up.
Yeah, Pete.
So
this is the second time you're peeing on my camera, fool.
Okay, so here's the thing. I have to wonder if maybe he took it as an artistic choice not to want to get politically involved, but to have this movie seen
stay pure to the message of the movie.
Exactly.
But if you're saying not to the message of the movie, it's to stick with gay rights and what's at hand and what's at stake now and then.
But no, just to the memory of Harvey Milk himself.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, granted, he did fight for gay rights and everything, but this guy actually deserved his own time in the spotlight because of all of the things that he did achieve.
I'm so Ken was hella good.
Right? Okay. Even a little retarded hot. But anyway. When I first saw the movie, I was really upset that it wasn't released before the election. But when, in hindsight, and that's not a gay term for you, really great fans. But in hindsight, I think about it, and I really do honestly have to wonder if it was maybe an artistic choice on the part of the director for it to be, you know, in the memory of Harvey Milk, not the memory of, you know, gay rights. So that's my piece for that.
Perry says he wanted an Oscar nomination. I think he meant nomination. Side note.
Yeah, there's a lot
people
of
people are stuff. Shooting guns. We don't live in the best neighborhood.
Are we in EP?
Oh my God, I'm scared. Perry's hallucinating.
I see him.
Everything,
there was a
flash of light.
Why are you
there, Oscar? Are you
why are you urinating in the dark?
You can turn on the light, you freak.
My dad had a song.
We have a fan, so maybe that's...
My dad just have a song. Weary in the dark.
Your dad's a freak. Oh. What the hell?
True Colors Tour, because I have that on my list, too. I know. So yay for True Colors Tour, because I went the second time I saw Cyndi Lauper. And I love her, I actually got to see her 3 times in the last 2 years. Heck of a bad, she's much older here. But yay for the True Colors Tour. True Colors Tour.
True that.
Because they make gay rights fun, they make gay rights great, and they bring something to the forefront of people's minds that is often not associated with gays, which is serious. Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks gays are out there having sex and fun and drinking and party, but they are. But
hey,
there is a serious side of it that they deserve the same rights as everyone else, and that's what the True Colors is all about. Equality.
Oh,
for everyone, not just some.
Castor.
Yes, Jerry.
Castor.
Yes.
I have a castor.
Yes, Jerry.
Okay. So, if that were the case for those people who voted for Mr. Obama, and I don't mean to, like, you know, put down or belittle the True Colors tour, because that was just amazing to watch in and of itself. But those people, a lot of the artists on there were saying, don't vote insane, because we can't say actually tell you which way to vote. So they were basically telling people to vote for Obama.
Who is not pro-gay marriage,
so in all ways, it's not going to help at all. What was the point of doing that? Granted, I love the concert, but what was the point? Can anybody tell me that? Can anybody answer that?
Somebody who's a little more open. He's willing to listen to discussion.
He's open to listening to discussion, but as to whether or not it's changing its mind, no, it's not going to change its mind, because
he's more liberal.
I'm not gonna get all excited like Jerry just did.
Okay.
Obama is more liberal than McCain is. So if anyone is gonna be more pro-gay than McCain, it's gonna be Obama. And not that Obama is all pro-gay.
So it's the classic lesser.
Exactly. And not to put a weird spin on or anything, but you do have to kind of give props to America for voting a black man into office.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we don't know what's going to happen, because nobody knows whatever's going to happen to a president when he becomes president.
He can go back on every promise ever made.
All I have to say is, how bad can it be after Bush Jr.?
No, it can be pretty effing bad.
It can go bad. But I honestly do not think that it can be as bad as Bush Jr. for two terms. Please.
I think it is fantastic.
Especially since Obama did, like, you know, we didn't elect Hillary president.
I thought you were the Hillary for a second. Oh,
she didn't become a presidential candidate, but she is our Secretary of State.
Which is rad.
Which is awesome. So, Obama did pick Hillary as a member of his cabinet. Not only a member of his cabinet, but one of the most important members of his
cabinet.
Bold
and smart.
So,
we need more intellectuals than
that. Yeah, she accepted. So, like, that just puts, a little notch in his cabinet, and then a little notch for her, for the future. But at the same, who knows what's going to happen gay rights-wise. But at least it's one step closer to the better. Because do we want, lesser of two evils? Do we want Obama? Do we want McCain? They're both bad.
The difference is small and scary.
But
to me, I think it's sad that we're in a state-by-state basis, that each state has to choose their own. Guys, to just say, you know what? We're all people. We're born equal as our forefathers.
Like I said, just to look at it for what it is, the first black president of the United States
is anti-gay.
No.
I'm sorry, but
Obama
bumped that.
You guys, let's stay on topic, because you guys like
anti-gay.
I agree that he is not totally for.
But I think maybe personally he might be, but we're just talking
as America on a whole. Whoever thought that a black person would be president?
That's great.
Just think of it on that level. On that level.
About fucking time.
Right? I agree. But hey.
It should have been a black woman. It should have been Cynthia McKinney.
I agree.
Yes! But at the same time, did the black people
have no, wait, wait, wait.
At the same time,
no, like, president or black?
Not strictly talking on a gay level.
Yeah, how can you not be gay?
Okay.
Wait.
Let's bring it to another level.
Sorry, Fern. Sorry,
fuck you all.
Wait, no, Perry, because you came up with what this and this means, and you guys are fucking talking about it.
Do you want to know why? Because you keep repeating yourself in various ways, so please make your point.
No, fuck you all. Okay. That obviously doesn't mean, like, well, what I say doesn't matter, because it's all about the two over here and not the two over here. So fuck you both.
Brian's recording it.
Yeah, Techie's recording it. Because, like, we came up with, like, what there's to do.
Well, hey, we're talking about Bobby, not American Obama.
Exactly.
It's okay.
No. It's not.
It's not.
So moving on, okay, someone else take the next topic. I would like to talk about the Whole Man pregnancy. Is that really news?
It's not news.
Formerly
vagina, now bleeding.
If the guy didn't really have a complete, you know, sex change, like,
oh, wait, he never had the full sex operation.
You have a uterus, you're a lady.
Exactly.
And he became pregnant.
Not only
did he become pregnant once,
twice.
And pregnant twice.
And all these fools are like, what's that?
Let's move on.
You're talking about the two women that they...
Yeah, you know, they took two female eggs and made a fucking human being. Mm-hmm. Not in America.
No.
In Europe.
I thought they gave us a new topic.
No, a new topic. Okay, can I talk about unemployment? Because I happen to be an expert.
Here. Not that three of us weren't unemployed.
So, everyone I know, except for Tom and my husband, has been laid off in the last year and a half. Almost all my friends. Not only was I laid off.
Oh shit, the camcorder is full.
Not only did I get laid off once last year, I got laid off this year too. It's like this is the third time in four fucking years. Welcome to the Silicon Valley.
Some bullshit.
I'm, like, professionally unemployed. Now I'm paid to be without work because, because he did approve the whole extension of unemployment benefits. But seriously, I don't want to say I'd be dead without unemployment insurance because that is extreme. But things would be a lot harder without it. And I know a lot of people would not be alive or would not be okay because of it.
Over 10% in the state of California.
It is hard.
Hello.
I mean, and it's like something you're supposed to carry on your back, like some kind of shroud of shame or some bullshit. I'm not ashamed or afraid or worried about saying I'm unemployed, except maybe around our, you know, apartment manager. But it's opened my eyes to a lot of things, socially, politically, et cetera, et cetera. And then the whole economy collapsing on top of it, I think it opened a lot of people's eyes to not only what was, but what is and what could be. We're back to times where my grandma grew up, which was the Depression era, and
we're beyond the Depression era.
People have kind of a skewed nostalgia about the Depression era, and I think we need to get back to those roots. We need to get back to Victory Gardens where people grew their own food. We need to get smaller. We need to not be so global when it comes to our food and our products and all those types of things.
But on that topic, the sad thing is that if we stay, you know, local, or, you know, we try to keep it within our country or within our state, it's more expensive.
No, that's bullshit. You don't have to pay to truck ship from Florida to here.
But, like, if you go, like, every day I always say, you know, stay California grown. But if you buy California grown, it's more expensive. And if you're unemployed and you don't have the money, why would you buy California grown when the non-California grown is cheaper?
Well, I don't know if that's true.
So, I'll just believe the state of California is 10% or more unemployed.
Yeah.
Why are we supposed to spend our money on California grown?
For real.
You know what you do? You go find the fucking stands that are on the side of the road.
Yeah, buy local from fucking local growers, like farmers market.
So I totally agree with staying local, but at the same time, why is
I guess I need more mentality, too, though, because some people are still like, oh, well, the world thinks this, so that's how I must be, but I think people don't take care of each other. People aren't kind to each other. People are hella rude. We've lived in this building for 9.5 years almost. We don't know the names of anyone in this building except Bill over there. Whatever number he
has by
the laundry.
I don't know the names of people in our
building. The laundry. Blonde daddy.
Blonde daddy.
Oh, the one grandma.
The boy from 20.
Yeah.
Oh, I can say, blonde daddy. Blonde daddy today was totally in front of his apartment. Fucking stripping down to his fucking boxers in the middle.
The camera was where? I was fucking getting drained inside his apartment.
I'm like,
seriously,
but
unemployment.
But bring it back.
Everyone has been touched by it. I agree. A very close and dear friend had to move back home with his parents. 30 years old, mind you, because
he's out of state.
Out of state, New Mexico, even.
Okay. Ooh. I won't say that it's been as bad, like unemployment wise, that I've had to move back home because, God forbid. Not that I hate my family, but you know, stab me in the head.
But you might be self-sufficient. You might be independent.
Let me just bring it down to this statement. I am working for $10 an hour.
And how much were you making last year, Perry?
$24 to $25 an hour.
Thank you. Last year, I made $52,000 a year. Right now, I'm making, $400 a week.
My tax statement last year, tax statement, $69,000.
Ooh. Doesn't that sting when you know what you're making now? It's,
almost $70,000.
But now I'm so
making
much $10
an hour.
But you actually enjoy it a touch more.
But no, I want to say that the place that I work is fun to work.
See?
And you know, not I'm not going to say where I work, but
please.
Because I, you know, just in case,
that's all right.
Ran a person
so
watches,
no,
but the place that I work is fun to work.
And that's what
that is. Livable.
No. $10 an hour in California.
$10 an hour plus commission. And hence, I haven't reached my commission state yet. So
anyway, you have to tighten up, cut down, whatever you have
to
make ends meet.
I don't make as much as I would, and if I was living then as I live now, I'd fucking kill myself. But, you know, I'm making two.
Great life insurance policy.
So thank the stars, and no one else, because I love the stars, they twinkle.
Okay.
For the extension on unemployment insurance.
Okay. Can I just say, just for the sake of moving on.
Oh yeah, we're ready to move
Let's
on.
Move on. Let's have something happy.
Brian.
Something happy.
Ooh, that's rough. What the
hell? I have happy things.
Something you what? Said you only had happy things.
What?
We talked about
that. I've got nothing.
Come on. Something happy.
Oh wait, you said you didn't want to be on camera, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Sorry.
Okay, I'll have something happy for you.
I have happy
things. No, it's not fair if you said if you just had
like Slumdog Millionaire, the best movie ever.
I wouldn't say the best movie ever, but that
best
was
year.
An awesome movie.
Slumdog Millionaire, y'all. Go see it.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Awesome movie.
And Danny Boyle rocks.
I can also put out there that good things for the year, the Gunslinger comics, which I brought up earlier. And
Religulous.
Yeah.
We're in the third, go-round, or, segment of the Gunslinger things, and then on the same line of Stephen King, the Stan comics, started this year, and both segments are very, very awesome.
And Cyndi Lauper's latest album.
Cyndi Lauper's latest album.
Fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then Discussion as opposed to just the...
Shout-out.
Yeah.
Robin's album. Fortified's new album, finally.
King's new album.
Lady Gaga album. Did I say Portishead? Because I said Portishead.
Did
you ever get that? I haven't. Yeah, she got it. But
no, so was it? Did it just break down and turn into utter chaos?
Okay, you know what's awesome? That I've been healthy all fucking year, and even though I have no health insurance, like every other person I know, I am not happy.
Amen. Amen.
Fuck. Because if I get sick, I'm screwed, y'all.
Here.
What other shitty things do I have on here?
I have a shitty.
He's got to get the
We're moving on to shitty again because obviously only shitty matters.
No box for Jerry.
Please. Katie motherfucking Perry. Why the fuck is this bitch so fabulous?
Wait,
she's saying one thing about fucking kissing her mom. Straight boys, get the fuck a life. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You notice her other videos? She's not lesbian. And all you LGBT people were like, oh, she's a type. No, she's not. She's stupid and she's boring and her album sucked. You guys are stupid and you have bad taste.
She stole the concept from Jill Sobule.
In the 1990s. I totally agree.
Very back chick rock.
But you know what? The sad thing is like, according to AOL, that was the most publicized thing of the year was the Katy Perry song.
Really?
And that's,
really?
I'm serious.
She was number one. Was it more?
No.
Wow.
It was number one on the AOL top 10 of the year, like, little what survey or whatever the fuck it was.
AOL sucks.
And I don't think it was based on AOL. Well, I think it was based
by people voting.
Readers or voters or whatever. And that's just sad because it was like the most controversial thing of the year because she fucking.
How is that a controversy? She's a fake acting.
Exactly.
She's not great. She's okay, but not that great.
Whatever happened to tattoo?
Talk about fake lesbian!
Which was like the controversial gay thing of the year before. Like, everything is, you know, some controversial thing.
Wait, I've got a whole bunch of things that I just need to bring up.
Bring it out!
Oh, I can bring it out? Okay,
just bring it.
Gaza, I know that I'm totally ignorant to the whole fucking thing, but honestly, people, grow the fuck up and stop doing this shit. People are people. Let everybody live. Fuck!
I don't know what you're talking about.
Gaza Strip.
The Israelis
against the Palestinians. They need to just make up.
No, not necessarily the Palestinians. The Hamas.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. But it's just, honestly, there's enough land for both of you. Deal with it. Grow the fuck up. And then also, Sarah, darling, the 92.7 bash that we went to, what the hell is it with, like, all the great artists that, you know, we got our feet, but we got, you know, sideswiped.
DJ, too.
Right? What was his name? DJ fucking Ajax or Comet or whatever the fuck is cleaning-ass product name.
I mean, the lame-ass fucking Journey of Bon Jovi, that is not in a DJ mix.
And then, you know,
what year is it?
Exactly. And the sad part was the fucking people were singing along with it.
Every gay person in that were singing fucking Don't Stop Believe It. Journey sucks, only that.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
But honestly, to mix it to a dance mix, leave the Journey alone.
Put your hands up.
That is a little too fucking much. You get 40 fucking minutes of
it. It has been nothing but 3 hours of Lady Gaga and then 3 hours of fucking Cyndi Lauper because they rock and no one else does.
Thank you. Did you say Katy Perry is...
I said Gaven!
I was going to stab your ass.
Ooh!
I meant like a cleaver.
That's not stabbing, that's cleaving.
That's chopping. What the fuck ever?
What else you got? I got the economy.
Do you think this whole fucking thing was planned? I honestly think it was.
It was.
I think that George Bush was like...
So bitter.
Wait. Well, I'm gonna leave office and I'm gonna take all this fucking money.
Wait, where's Dick Cheney?
Fucking rat man. I swear this whole fucking thing was planned and they knew what they were gonna do from the very beginning.
Orchestrated.
Right, exactly. Which is why all these businesses that are now so closely affiliated with, you know, the Republicans are now getting bailouts and nobody else is.
You know, not to be negative or anything, can we move on to a non-political topic?
Oh, but I have a whole rant.
Exactly.
Soapbox is allowed, and I will get upon it, and I will be quick about it. Oh, wait.
Soapbox Sarah.
What is up with this country? identity crisis much? Seriously, I don't want to see another map with fucking red and blue states depicting the popular vote or what have you. It's all, you know, we all know what's going on. Fuck the, you know, electoral college and our inefficient and inaccurate voter polls or whatever you call it.
Oh my God. Amen.
How crazy is that? Every vote should fucking count. No excuses. Every time there's a glimmer of a solution or a chance for the change, everyone recoils with unfamiliarity. And we all end up getting screwed in the end. Our government is on its last legs, and I mean that literally. Everyone in there is like, what, 60, 80,
90? Oh, amen.
Literally. We need fresh, smart, intellectual faces in Congress and the Senate and shit. Everywhere else, we need to get with the times. Hard times. These are hard times. The world is falling apart. The environment is begging for some intervention. You know, we, the U.S., the USA, we need to be united for one. We won't do shit. Kyoto Treaty, anyone? We need to get on that bandwagon 5 years already. It's falling apart. We need to fix it. And the big three, the automakers, they just want more money to make more gas guzzlers to keep big oil rich, too. People are fucking starving. Everyone I know has been laid off. What the fuck? Are we a bunch of redneck gun-toting, tailgating, drunken, ignorant, afraid of change and anything different, homophobic, racist, sexist, blindly religious, hypocritical bastards who are destroying the future for everyone? Everyone, that means the entire world, hates the U.S. We raped Iraq. We pick and choose who we help, quote-unquote. We let shit slide in Darfur and the cargo, but Iraq... Or Congo, I'm sorry, not cargo, that's terrible, Congo. So we help Iraq, oh yeah, we gotta free them. We worship fantasy to such a sickening degree that we've turned reality into fantasy. Can you see reality TV in the mix here? Mm-hmm. We pay more attention to Britney Spears and all the other celebrities than we do our own kids. Our education system is a joke, thanks GOP. And the next generation will be too dumb to lead, let alone take care of their own. We need to separate church and state for real, for the first time, and forever. There are too many subtle differences and major ones in everyone's beliefs for anyone to ever be satisfied. We need to take third-party candidates seriously, more seriously than anyone else. They have the ideas and tenacity to truly change our country and shape a brighter future, because familiarity is not always safe or right. Just as a friend can turn on you, so too can your governments and corporations, and all responsibility is displaced as a result. When did kindness leave? As kids, we're taught about manners and sharing, but why teach that when we make no room in our lives, in our daily lives, for such a thing? When did we all suddenly decide we deserve anything? Life is a privilege to be revoked at any time and not a right that protects you from your poor decisions and judgment. Communities need to reunite and look out for one another, forget the us versus them mentality, and just think person, because not one of us is any more or any less than a person. I stepped out from my soapbox. Okay.
No. Damn, I love my soapbox.
I guess that soapbox tonight, brought to you by...
What are these called?
K-Cod.
K-Cod.
Fine, I will cut everything else, and I will say one thing that I know all of my little homo boys are going to say, like, why? Oh, my God, what's this bitch talking about? Beyonce.
Oh.
Be fucking on say.
I didn't have to fucking go there.
Because I had to go there. You know what? Your album was just blah. That's right. Blah. Blah. It sounded like the same shit that you've given us time and time again. Blah.
Blah.
Exactly.
But I like all the single ladies.
Well, apparently you haven't heard her other shit. And then when it comes to, like, being Sasha Fierce, bitch, you ain't Sasha Fierce. If anything, you're a ripoff of RuPaul.
Oh, damn!
Get the hell off of the only time you were any good with when they added you to SNL and Justin Timberlake was one of your dancers. That's all I gotta say. And, you know, if that's the case, I'm signing out after that. I think sign off right there.
Wow. I like all the Timberlake. We're not
going to
sign out for real.
Okay, we'll sign out for real. Okay, here. This is Pete
in the Middle East.
Pete, not only in the Middle East, everywhere fucking else. Jeez, everybody just...
To quote John Lennon and Yoko Ono, the war is over if you choose it.
Give peace a chance.
Amen.
Amen. Gay men.
Gay men.
Amen.